Okay, Shlomo, we'll say today's daf is Yuma, daf Samach Beis. We had the tremendous course of finishing the fifth parak, but before we get there, we are here at the bottom of Samach Aleph on the Beis, a little bit of business to finish up. We're about six lines up, Tanan Hossam, and should be really Tan or Rabbat on the Gro changes it, because it's not a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. Okay, either way, we mentioned that if any of the blood of the either the par or the seir spilled, so you have to get another animal, right? Shecht it, and then right, we have the whole machlokas where you live, where you continue from. Do you continue from the beginning of each stage or where you left off? But the question is, what do you do with the other animals? Right, so the Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, we learned Tanar Rabbanan, right? Like we said, V'chula Matamim Begadim V'nisrafim Abeis Adeshan Div Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. All of the animals involved, right, will be Matame. Bigadim, meaning basically what the rule is with, let's say, everything goes regular, right? Everything goes normal. So basically what happens is that the seir and the par are taken out. After you do the sprinkling, they're taken outside of your shalim to the place called the Beis Hadesh. That's the place called the Beis Hadesh, where they basically, it literally means a house of ash, but that's where they would burn the stuff. And the halacha is that the kohanim who carry them are tamei, right? Their clothing are tamei, etc. So according to Rabbi Shimon, right, we treat the any extra bull or par or seir that gets shechted, right, both of them have the same halachos, right? They are also metame to begadin. They also get burned outside in the same place, right? Just like as if nothing had gone wrong. The chamim omrim, no, in metame begadin, in nisraf ma besadashin ala achron, right? The only one that gets treated in that manner is the last one, right? Ho'al ugumar bo kapara, since that was the one, after all, that's the one who got the atonement. That's the one who got the kapara. So the last animal is treated as such. What happens to the other animals? Let's say it's spilled twice, three, four times, whatever. So that's a good question. The Gemara does not address it, and the Achronim debate, right, what you would do with the other animals. Okay. B'aymini Rav mi Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following question. Kama se'irim mishalech. Let's say, for whatever reason, let's say some of the blood spilled, right? Yeah, the seir l'Hashem, and some of the blood spilled to seir l'Hashem. So again, the halacha is, right, that you have to do a new lottery, right? You have to bring two more goats. So again, just like we said that we had a debate a minute ago, right, in terms of what happens to the animals if you bring extra animals. So too, Rava asked from Nachman, like, what happens? Let's say you end up doing two or three lotteries because the blood spilled once or twice or whatever. So what do you do with the seir mishalech? All right, the seir mishalech, the goat that gets sent out, right, is still technically fine. So he said to him, Rav Nachman said back to Rava, Amalei v'chiedro mishalech, what, do you send out the whole herd? Meaning, do you send out all of the goats? Right, you only need to send one, Rashi says, right? You only need to send one. So Amalei, he said back to him, v'chiedro shoreif, one second, do you burn the whole herd? Meaning, this is according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, do you really burn all of the animals? Right, meaning, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, you burn all of the animals involved if you spill, right, some of the blood, right, and you have to shech the backup animal, so you burn both of them in the Beis Hadeshen. So if you're telling me that, you know, the pasuk only says you should burn one of the goats, right, and you're telling, or the pasuk only says you should send out one goat to be the seir mishalech, right, well, so then why a second ago did you say that you could burn all of the other goats or par or whatever it is? So as the Gemara says, well, me dummy. Rav Nachman says, no. The case over there where you brought extra korbanos, right, the seir to be sprinkled, right, you brought extra, or the par to be sprinkled, right, and then you have extra animals, that's not comparable to the seir mishalech, because hasam lo ksiv oso, v'nacha ksiv oso. And here the pasuk says, by the seir lazazel, by the seir mishalech, it says oso, you send it, right, i.e. that implies one. Right, and the tachlis is whatever would happen to the other ones, right, you would leave them to graze misdama, and then until they got a mum, right. But tachlis again, Rav Nachman defends himself, to saying that the pasuk says specifically that you only send one goat to be the seir mishalech, and not a bunch of them. Okay, Itmar said Rav Papi mishmei the Rava, Amar Rishon mishalech. Right, again, Rav Papi said in the name of Rava that you would, again, once you tell me that you only send one seir mishalech, even if you bring, right, if you have two or three lotteries because you spilled the blood or whatever, so you send the first one. Rav Shimi mishmei the Rava, Amar Achron mishalech. Right, Rav Shimi said The Rava said, no, he's in the last one. So Bishlam Rav Shimi bar Mishmei the Rava Damar Acharon Mishaleach. I understand the logic of Rav Shimi who said that Rava Shita is that you send the last one because Kasavar Hul Gmar Bokapara. Because again, that's just like the Chachamim said in the last Brisa, you send the use the last one, you burn the last one, and so too over here, you send the last one to be a Sir Lazazach because that's the one right, who we finish off the Kapara because its pair right ended up being the goat that went Lashem. Right, and that worked out. Right? But El the Rav Papi, Mishmei the Rava, but according to Rav Papi, Micah Sover. Right? Why does he hold that you send the first one? So Sover like Rabbi Yossi. So he holds like a different Tana, like he holds like Rabbi Yossi. The Amar who says, Mitzvah Barishon. That he holds that any time you're faced with a choice, right? So the mitzvah is to take, right? The best thing is to do is to take the first one. So Gemara says, right. So he says, hey, Rabbi Yossi. So which sheet of Rabbi Yossi that you're telling me that Rabbi Yossi says it's a mitzvah to take the first one, what sheet, where did you see that? Elaim Rabbi Yossi de Kupos, if you tell me it's the Rabbi Yossi recurring the collection boxes, it's not like the Mishnah, again, if you remember back in Shkolim, right, Shalosh Kupos, Shalosh Shalosh Si'in Shebahem, right, there were three baskets, right? Three collection boxes, right? Of three saw each, right? Again, with the people giving donations, right? Would come three different times of the year, right? The first donation is going to the first box, right? Etc. Etc. Via kasa valem aleph beis gimel, they would have first, right? One, two, and three, right? Again, at that's three times a year they would use these. There's money for the korban moso, for the korban talmid, right? All the korbanos at seaboard. Right? Vitanya will learn the rabbi. I'm a Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "Lama kaza v'leim aleph kipeis gimel. Why do you have aleph beis gimel? Leza eza leda eza mehem nitrim arishon. To know which one was given first, right? Lavi hemen arishon shemitzvah arishon, right? To make sure you take the coins from the first box because they were brought first." Right, so again, the pashtus is right. The Rabbi Yossi says the mitzvah is the first. So Gemara says, "No, dilma bina dis chazai kamaisa lo is chazai basraisa." Maybe that's different because the time right, when you had all the coins in the first basket, in the first collection box, right? So that's they were ready to be used, but the last ones were not ready to be used. Maybe they weren't delivered yet. Right? They weren't even brought yet. But here, but our case, right? All the goats become ready to be used at the same time because even the first goat, Seir Lazazel. Right, is not ready to be used until all of the other avodas in the Beis HaMikdash are done, are completed. So even though you had three pairs and three lotteries, and let's say the first two, Seir Lashem, the blood spilled, so you haven't finished all of the avodas in Beis HaMikdash. So after you finish all of the avodas, now at this single point in time, all three goats become ready and shayach and ro'i to be used as a Seir Lazazel. Whereas by the case of the coins, right, again, the boxes get filled up one at a time. So who says that you should choose the first one over the third one? Well, the third one may not even be ready to roll. It could be completely empty. So that Gemara's the cat. That can't be the case. Rabbi Yossi says when faced with the choice of three different possibilities or whatever, or several possibilities, the mitzvah is barishona. So Alice, the Gemara says, rather, no, it must be Rabbi Yossi the Pesach. What is that? So that's not in this. That's not in Shkolim. That's in Pesachim, right? And in Gebaruch Hashem stuff we've been learning. The Tanya like we learned in the Brisa. Hamafrish Pesach ve'aved. Let's say a person separated according to Pesach and you lost it. Vifrish acher tachtov. And then you separated the second one, but then you found the first one. Both of them are omed, are standing there, meaning both of them are available to use as the Korban Pesach. So Eza Mehem Yirtze Yakriv, and you can bring whichever one you want. That's Derech Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, he says Mitzvah Barishon. No, it's better to use the first one. But if the second one was better, so then you should bring the second one. But tachlis is, you see that there's a mitzvah to use the first one. And again, that's a case where they came right at the same time, right? Again, Rashi already says, right? Kodem chatos darbasar, right? You found the second one, or you found the first one, rather, right before it became time to shef the Korban Pesach. So now you have both of them ready to roll, and you can choose whichever one you want, right? Rabbi Yossi says the mitzvah is the first one, right? Even though if you have a fatter second one, so then the seder, you can use the second one, but the mitzvah, tachlis, would be the first one if they are equal, all things considered. Okay, hadron alachot zilo, and now we start shnei se'irei yom ha-kippur. This perek is going to talk mostly, but even though it starts out shnei se'irei, that the two goats, right, that we did the lottery with, this perek is going to primarily deal with the Seir Mashaleach, that the goat that is sent out to get chucked off a cliff, And that's how we start. Shnei Sirei Yom HaKippurim, Mitzvos and Shiyus, Shnei and Shavim. The two goats that we do the lottery, right? One is Lashem, one is Lazozo. The mitzvah is, it has to be, they have to be equal. They have to be the same. Shavim b'mara, b'makoma, u'bedavim. They have to be similar in three things. And they have to be similar in appearance, in height, and in value. Uvelkichason ke'echad. And you have to take them at the same time. Right? You have to buy them right together. In a konami, that even if for whatever reason they're not exactly the same, still ksherim, they're still fine. Meaning that's the ideal, that's the goal. The imagery is explained beautifully by Chazal, that the similar image should be, the person should view the two goats as himself, right? And he, exactly the same person here, he has a choice to go Lashem, or he has a choice to go Lazazel, right? And that person should choose wisely. But okay, that's the imagery we're going for, even though you're not going to get it exactly the same, so it still is kosher. And again, also, if you took, you bought one today and one tomorrow, right, i.e. they were not bought at the same time, so that's not Ma'akev, that is still fine. Mace Echamehem, well, if one of them died, so then, right, not through Shechita or getting chucked off the cliff, right, just died. So, im ad shalo higril mace, if the goat died before they did the lottery, so simply, yikach zug l'sheni, just take another goat in its pair, right, meaning for its pair. I mean, you don't need two more, you just need one more. Right, but if it died after the lottery, so then you have zugachir, right? Viagra alehim, betchila, right? Then you need a new pair, and you need to do the lottery again. And vayomer, and you should make the following tonight. Make the following condition: imshel shem mace. If the one from Shem Shamayim died, if the one for Hashem died. So zesh alav hagora l'Hashem is kaim tachtov. So the one now that we are taking out the lottery for Hashem should be in place of the back of the old one. Revim shall azazel mace, and if the one that was going to send off the cliff died, zesh Allah love the goral azazel, he's kaim tachtav, right? The one that ends up as the lottery for Lazazel should be instead of that one. Vasheni, and the second one, meaning the second one of the new pair, yira ashis daya vim kor vim plu dama vim dava, right? You let it graze until it gets a mum, and then you can sell it. And they use that money to bring a korban nadav. She'ein chatas atzibor meso, because the din is, if you remember, we've mentioned that chatas atzibor, any korban chatas that is brought for the tzibor, right? Usually we say that chatas shemesu ba'alea, a korban chatas that its owner died, right? And therefore there's no use, right? The korban chatas atones for the owner. If the owner dies, there's no need for atonement. So usually we say that we leave that animal to die, but a korban tzibor is not true, right? A chatas atzibor does not die, so we let it develop a mum and then we resell. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it should die, and we'll see exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says. We'll talk about that. Weiter. Pashas is that he holds it's not true, that a korban tzibur, that a korban chatas for a tzibur is not. Is allowed to die, meaning he disagrees with the last statement that korban ain't chatas tzibur mesa. Okay, we'll talk about that. V'yodam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also said nishmach adam yamus hamishtalech, that if the blood died, the blood died. If the blood spilled, right, the blood for Lashem, right, for the goat for Lashem, so yamus hamishtalech, so the seer mishtalech has to die, right? But mesa mishtalech, and similarly, if the seer lazazel died before you could. You could not before you could chuck it off a cliff, right? But before the blood was sprinkled, so then yishpoch adam, right? You have to pour out the blood for the goat that goes l'shem. Right, again, we'll talk about mitzvah shem not now, but that's, we'll talk about that in Gemara. Okay, Tana Rabbanan will learn the Rabbisa. Yikach shnei seirei izim. Right, the pasuk says, no, you should take two goats. Okay, miut seirei shtayim. So the Gemara says, 1 second, seirei is plural. The minimum number of goats that to take, if the pasuk says you should take seirei izim, which is plural, that's two. So matam alomar sheni, or shnei. Right? Why does the pasuk then need to tell me that it needs to be two? Right? It says already plural seirei izim. What do you need the word two there for? Right? It's obviously you're taking two. So Gemara says shu shneim shavim, right? That they should be equal. So the Gemara says, minayin, how do you know? Aval pisha ein shneim shelvim ksherim. How do you know then if they're not equal? Meaning, if that pasuk shnei tells me that it needs to be equal, how do you know that if they're not equal, it's okay? The Talmud Omer, seir, seir, riba. Right? So because you have the word seir, seir, right, it says twice. Right? So therefore, right, to tell me that it could be two individual goats, right? Even if they're not the same. So the Gemara says, "Time of the Rabbi Rachmana." Right? Seemingly, it seems like that the reason that if they're not the same, it's okay. Right? It's because the pasuk said seir seir. Right? Hello, Rabbi Rachmana. But if you didn't have that pasuk, so have a mina psulin. Right? You might have thought that they're apostle. So ikuv minolan. How do you know that they are ma'akev? Why would you have thought that they're ma'akev? Meaning, usually, again, the rule by kachim is that the pasuk has to repeat something for it to be ma'akev. Right? By kachim, shana la kazev, right? The pasuk has to say something twice, right? And then we know that's the rule by kachim, that we know that it's ma'akev. So where in the world would you have thought that the havamina was that it's ma'akev, to the point where you need a pasuk to teach you that it's not ma'akev? Right? The starting point is that a halacha by kachim is not crucial until the pasuk says it twice. So where do you find that the pasuk said it twice that you now need to teach me, right, that it's not crucial that the goats be the same size, or the same appearance? Because you might have thought to say shnei ksiv, that it says three times, right, that the words two, those are three different psukim. Again, if you look at Nachrimos, right, in Perek, where is it here? Perek Tes Zayin, right, it says it pretty much three times. The Rabbi Rachmana Sir, fine, meaning that's where you would have thought. You would have thought, since it repeated that three times, then they have to be exactly the same. The Rabbi Rachmana Sir, Lamali. Okay, fine. So after you have the pasuk of Sir, Sir, to teach me that it's not crucial, so then why do you have the word Shnei three times? Right? The word Shnei three times teaches me that they have to be the same and it is crucial. But the pasuk of Seir Seir teaches me that that's not actually true. That the fact that they are not the same is fine. Meaning that the two goats being exactly alike do not have to be. It's not crucial for the avodah. It's not ma'akev. So the Gemara says, where do you get those three things? Chadamara, chadakoma, v'chadadami. But that for one, it has to be similar to each other. Meaning lechachila, the goats have to be similar in mara, in appearance, in lekoma, in height, and also l'damim, and it has to be similar value. Now, we're going to have the same exact back and forth, shakla v'taria, in two other cases. We usually think of, you know, korbanos being the same appearance, right? That's the shnei seirim on Yom Kippur. There are actually other places in the other korbanos that have a similar requirement. We're going to quote two other places, and then a third, which is actually not true. The Gemara will disprove it, but we're going to basically do this shakla v'taria, this back and forth, right, two or three times. So Tanya Mihach, we also learned in a brisa by a different context. Gabi kivsei mitzora, by the korbanos of the mitzora. Again, part of the mitzora's korbanos is that his purification process. Yeah, at the end when he becomes tahor, is he brings two kvasim, two lambs. So the Gemara says, right, the pasuk says, yikach shnei kvasim, right, you should take two lambs. So one second, mi kvasim shnayim, right? If you tell me kvasim, right, that tells me that you need two, right? That's plural. So shnayim matamalom, so what do you need to teach me two? Right, so what do you need to say that they're actually two? So shnei, hold on one second, shnayim, how do you... Right, miut kvasim shnayim, comma, right, the minimum amount for when you tell me that it's plural is two. So matamalomer shnei. Why do you need to teach me that it's two sheep, right, two lambs? So shiyu shneim shavim. So that pasuk teaches me that they should be identical. Uminayim shafal bishein shneim shavim ksherim. How do you know that if they're not identical, then it's fine, then it's okay? Tamalomer keves keves reba, right? Because it says the word keves twice. The Gemara says, one second, time of the Rabbi Rachmana, right, the only reason that that it's not crucial, it's not ma'akev, if they're not the same, right, is because the pasuk said keves keves. Halo Rabbi Rachmana, hava mina psulim, right? If the hava mina would have been, if you didn't have that pasuk, that it would have been possible if they're not exactly the same, right? Ikuva minolan, where would you know that it's ma'akev, right? The default by korbanos is that it's not ma'akev until it says it twice. So where do you see that it says it twice? Sakadai de chamina, you might have thought to say that tihi exiv. The pasuk says, that pasuk is zos tihi Torah samitzora. That meaning, again, what do we say? But the word tihi, yihye, right? Very often the Gemara says, behav yasun yehe. Right? It has to be as is, meaning they have to be the same. So you might have thought that meant that they have to be the same. And therefore, the pasuk says, kevas kevas twice, to teach me that they don't have to be the same, although that's the best scenario. But if they're not the same, it's okay. I have asked the Rabbi kevas kevas tihi alamali. So now you have the pasuk to teach me that they don't actually have to be the same. It's not ma'akev that to be the same. So what is the word tia? Teach me. So the shar have yaso shel mitzora. That for the rest of the avoda of the mitzora, right, that they are all ma'akev, meaning that the mitzora has to do every step in the purification process, and otherwise it's no good. Okay, v'tani nami hachi. Another case, gabe mitzora ki agavna. We learned another scenario by the mitzora. Right, the pasuk says tziporim. Right, that he has to get tziporim. Right, he has to bring birds. That pasuk is where he doesn't actually quote the important part. Right, but right, we had before we had shnei seirim and we had what is it shnei kvasim. So too over here the pasuk says. You have to take two birds. So the problem is tziporim shtayim, right? The minimum shear. Why don't you tell me that they're tziporim? That's birds, right? So that must be at least two. It's ma tam lomar shtay. Why does it say two? Shiyu shtayim shavos. That they have to be right equal. How do you know that they are kosher, even though they're not exactly the same, tzipor riba. Right? Again, the puzzle tells me they could even be one bird, right? That it could be separate, and that still that's fine. So of course, the time of the Rabbi Rahman, again, same back and forth, right? The reason that the Torah said that tzipor, right? That teaches me that it's not crucial, it's not ma'akev, that they have to be the same. Ah, hello, Rabbi Rahman Apsulos. What if you didn't have the puzzle, you would have thought that they would have been puzzle? Ikuva minalan. How do you know that it's ma'akev? Why would you have thought that it's ma'akev? To have the birds looking the same. You might have thought to say, again, Tihye Ksiv. The Pasuk says Tihye. Where does it say? Where does it say Tihye? Oh, I guess by the Mitzora, right? Those Tihye Torahs Mitzora. So therefore, right, the Pasuk teaches us Tzipor. So the Gemara says, I have Ashti Rabbi Rahman Tzipor, Tihye Lamali. Right, now that you have the word Tzipor, right, what do you need the word Tihye for? It can't be teaching me that it's Me'akev because we know that it's not. So the Gemara says, Lashar, Yeso Shel Mitzora, right, for the rest. Right, for the avodas, other mitzvot. Okay, fine. Now, right, so now the Gemara says, again, ihachi, and if so, and if all of this is true, meaning that we're telling me that the shnei is extra when it says plural, right, when it says two things, you don't need to say shnei, you can darshan it out, etc. So, gabi tamidim, what about a korban tamid? Right, nami, nema kfosim. Right, the pasuk says by a korban tamid, right, shnei kfosim, Timimim, right? It says two, right? Kvasim, right? Mio kvasim shnayim. The minimum shear for a plural for two sheep, right, is two, right? The matam alomar shnayim. So therefore, why does it say shnayim? Why does it say two? That pasuk is what is that pasuk? Kvasim b'neishan, not shnayim layom tamid. Right, again, that pasuk is not by the korban tamid that we're familiar with in Pinchas, right, that pasuk is in Shmos, right, Choftes, right, in Parshas Kisisa, I think. Okay, either way, Shiyu Shneim Shavim. U'menem Shavim Pish Ein Shneim Shavim Kesherim. So how do you know, therefore, that if they're not the same, they're kosher? Tamalom. Therefore, the pasuk says Keves Keves Riba. Okay, that you have two, right, kvasim, right, you have Keves that include that even if they're not the same, then it's fine. Ule Mitzvah Hachinami Dibeinan. Ule Mitzvah Hachinami Dibeinan. The Gemara says, one second, but we do need, do we really need that? Right, that here is where we deviate from the Limud, right? It never says anywhere that you need the Korban Tamid to be alike, even the Chachila. Meaning, Mechatesi, right, where do you know, right, that you even have a concept? Forget that it's Ma'akev, we don't even have a concept of the Korban Tamid being the same. So if you tell me, you go through all this back and forth, right, where do you find, right, that the korban tamid, the one you bring in the morning and one you bring in the afternoon, have to be the same. So you're right. So the word shnei does not teach me that they have to be the same. The word shnayim by the korban tamid does not mean to teach me that they have to be the same. It teaches me something else. The pasuk says shnayim layom keneged hayom, meaning that you have to shecht the korban tamid opposite the day, meaning opposite the sun. Right, sometimes the pasuk yom refers to the sun. Right, how do you know that that's the meaning of the word yom? Right, maybe you'll tell me that it really just means you have to shecht it on that day, meaning that you have two korban tamids on a single day. So therefore, kshu omer, when the pasuk says it's a kevz achat a sefer boker veis a kevz hashini to sefer narabayim, that's a pasuk more familiar with. Right, tarei chovet hayom omer, so already says, right, that you have a chiyuv to bring the korban tamid twice on a single day. So therefore, ma'amini makayim shnayim layom. Why do you need to teach me two on each day? Can I get ayom? They have to be shechted excuse me, across from the day, i.e., from the sun. So, Ketzad, what in the world are you talking about? So he explains that Tamich, the Gemara explains that Tamich al Shachar Hayanishchad al Keren Tzfon is Maravis. Excuse me, al Tamas Shnia. I'll translate and then we'll explain what's going on over here. Right, the morning Korban Tamid was shechted on the northwest corner of the Mizbeach, meaning opposite the northwest corner of the Mizbeach, al Tabas Shnia, on the second ring. We'll explain what ring that is in a second. V'shabein Arbayim, Nishchad al Keren Mizrachas Tifonis, al Tabas Shnia. And the Korban Tamid in the afternoon was shechted on the northeast corner of the Mizbeach, right, also on the second ring. What in the world is going on over here? So above the Mizbeach, right, again, the Mizbeach Hachitzon outside in the Heichal was right outside the Heichal, right, not in the Heichal, outside the Heichal, right, we had a machlokes where exactly it was. But above the Mizbeach, right, was four rows of six rings, where basically they would use to secure the animals that they were shechting. So those rings is where very often where they would shecht many of the animals. So basically, what we're saying, when we say the second tabat, the second ring, that's the second row. Now, basically, what that means is it's on the north. Again, if you imagine the mizbeach, right, with the top of the mizbeach, right, go right past that, right, the top of the mizbeach was northeast, and the other side of the mizbeach was northwest. Yeah, it makes makes a nice proper square, and then the rings were above it. So if you're shechting the Korban Tamid at, what was it, the northwest corner of the Mizbeach, why is that? Right? Doesn't the sun rise in the east? Well, yeah, that's exactly the point. You need the sun to be over the wall so that it could shine down on the area where you're shechting the Korban Tamid. And so too on the opposite, meaning that the Korban Tamid in the afternoon, right, the sun obviously sets in the west. So the sun is in the west, therefore you're going to shecht it in the north and eastern side of the Mizbeach, right, to make sure, right, that the sun is shining, to be in the kind of that pasuk, right, that the sun is on that, what's it called? Okay. Fine. Weiter now. Okay, fine. It's just a little bit longer, right? Just a couple more words right here. Musaf and Shal Shabbos, right? Vadi Tzuchan Shish Neim Shavim. But, however, as the Gemara points out, right, for sure the two kvasim that are bought as korban musaf on Shabbos, they do need to be the same. Now, where that the pasuk says Uviyom Hashabbos Shnei Kvasim, right there again, that for sure we darshan out. Right, that's how Rashi explains that for sure we darshan out that they need to be the same. But again, even though it's not necessary the chalchila. This is going to go. Okay, you know what? We'll do this tomorrow with Hashem. Okay, have a great day or night, depending on where you listen to this.